Jeremiah chapter 27. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Thus says Yahweh to me, Make yourself bonds and yokes, and put them upon your neck, and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites, and to the king of Tyrus, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of the messengers who come to Jerusalem, to Zedekiah king of Judah, and command them to say to their masters, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, Thus will you say to your masters, I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground, by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and I have given it to whom it seemed fitting to me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. And the animals of the field have I given him also to serve him. And all nations will serve him, and his son's son, until the very time of his land come. And then many nations and great kings will serve themselves through him. And it will come to pass, the nation and kingdom who will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, says Yahweh, with the sword, and with the famine, and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them through his hand. Therefore, do not listen to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, who speak to you, saying, You will not serve the king of Babylon. Because they prophesy a lie to you, to remove you far from your land, and so that I should drive you out, and you would perish. But the nations that do bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, those nations will I let remain still in their own land, says Yahweh, and they will till it and dwell in it. I spoke also to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, by saying, Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, by the famine, by the pestilence, just as Yahweh has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? And for this reason, don't listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you and say, You will not serve the king of Babylon, because they prophesy a lie to you. Because I have not sent them, says Yahweh. Yet they prophesy a lie in my name, so that I can drive you out, and so that you could perish, you and the prophets that prophesy to you. I also spoke to the priests and to all this people, saying this, Thus says Yahweh, Do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you by saying, Look, the vessels of Yahweh's house will now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. Do not listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. For what reason should this city be laid waste? But if they are prophets, and if the word of Yahweh is with them, let them now make intercession to Yahweh of hosts, so that the vessels that are left in the house of Yahweh, and in the house of the king of Judah, and at Jerusalem, go not to Babylon. For thus says Yahweh of hosts concerning the pillars, and concerning the sea, and concerning the bases, and concerning the remainder of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, did not take when he carried away captive Jechadiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of Yahweh, and in the house of the king of Judah and of Jerusalem. They will be carried to Babylon, and there they will be until the day that I visit them, says Yahweh. Then I will bring them up and restore them to this place. End of chapter.